Finally, something to look forward to on Monday morning. I'm Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and I've teamed up with Easy's dad, Jim Zuli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right, every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zuli.
Good morning,
Fine
everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, Aretha.
It's just a wonderful day in Los Angeles, California. We have beautiful weather as always. We have a little fire, I think, still going on in right outside of L.A. over in the forest. But other than that.
Yeah. But, you know, it's I'm getting worried, Aretha. This summer is disappearing so fast, you know. And every summer I say at least I have to do a barbecue, something. And you turn around.
You haven't done it yet.
Oh, my God. It just, you know, it's July, and then I think, well, we have July and August, so we can do we have 2 months. And we have all year because it's like summertime all year. But, you know, you turn around, and then it's September.
And the kids are already back in school. School started back early. They started back in August. Half the kids are already back. A lot of them are starting back this week. My grandson's going back to college next weekend. It's amazing. Time just flies.
And time flies whether you're having fun or not.
Exactly. It's time for us to go into Hot Topics because we've got a big show today.
You got that right. It's Hot Topic time. And, you know, Aretha, have you, can you believe all the things that are popping up in the news? Here we go.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's Hot Topic.
Well, my hot topic today is the riots in Ferguson, Missouri. It's just incredible. I have lived through riots in my lifetime here in Los Angeles. I went through the Watts riots. I was a teenager, and I was 16, and I didn't understand the severity of it. I understand they're bringing in the National Guards in Ferguson, and I remember when they brought in the National Guards in Los Angeles during the Watts riots. And I was in high school, and I remember driving around during the day with my cousin talking about how cute the National Guard were and not even having a clue of the severity of what was going on. And then I lived through, of course, the Rodney King riots here in L.A., and I went to Bible study. I left. I heard on the news there was a problem, so I left. I went to Bible study that wasn't far from my house. And when I drove home, and I told them at Bible study, we need to pray. And when I came home, I drove down the street to see both ends of my street up in flames because there was a supermarket on one end and Fedco on the other. And both of the structures were in flames and mobs of people just walking down the street. And it's a horrible, horrible experience, and it doesn't accomplish anything. So if I can just lend my voice to those who say, you know, back to just stop. Stop. Just stop the madness. It will not serve any purpose. My grandson's name is Michael Brown, so this story also is close to me just because of the name of this young man. But you're not honoring Michael Brown's memory or his life by this behavior. So riots are not the answer. Protests are one thing, but riots are another. So I just want to lend my voice to those people who say, no, stop the madness. Just stop it. And that more news is coming out today, which might fuel the flames even more. But if they just stop and peaceful protests, honor the curfews, no rioting, no looting, don't tear up or destroy your own neighborhood. It serves no purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's true.
That's all I have to say.
That's all you have to say about that. Well, that's so important, and people have to realize all that, and a lot of them do. And so, Aretha, I have my hot topics, but, you know, we have a caller on the line, and I think we should let her call her in. What do you think, Reese?
Well, is this our guest or a separate caller?
Well, this is our special guest. Dean, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Dean Arkellis, this is pretty special to have you around because this guy is very busy. So, Dean, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Like
it's an honor to be in your show.
Well, like I said, we have a really, really big show today. We've got two guests, and our first guest is the CEO of FanTV.tv.
FanTV.
Thank you.
Dean, do you remember who used to say that? We have a really big show, really big. He probably wouldn't remember. You're not a baby boomer, Dean.
Now, refresh my memory. I might know.
Well, Ed Sullivan.
I remember. It was Lawrence Welk.
Oh, I know. I remember Lawrence Welk.
Okay. So I was thinking Ed Sullivan. Am I wrong
my
there?
Mom,
what
I could watch
on?
The show with my mom.
See?
Oh, my goodness.
My God. Dean, you're an amazing guy. I don't know where you find time to – you have such an amazing fan base with your show, FanTV. How do you do it? How, you know, what got you to start something like this?
You know, when I first started, you know, I was looking at the community base. You know, I'm from the corporate world, 20 years of my life, managing for companies such as Bank of America, City Financial, to Wells Fargo. So everything I've learned, I implemented and executed and kind of wanted to give a voice in the face more for the community and to help out everyone where they feel like they fit in. So I wanted to build a diversity, unity, collaboration for my network.
Well, you sure did a good job, I'll tell you. Now, just to impress people, what is your numbers, Dean? What are the numbers for your viewers?
Well, you know, my numbers, just you know, with my partners, just, you know, to be honest with you guys, with my I have WTV business partner, Evan Tu as a business partner, and I have a couple more that I'd like to mention, but there's so many network that we have right now that we hit about over 5 million views worldwide. So just based on that, we've hit millions.
That's awesome. And, you know, nowadays people are taking their TV on the Internet because they want to watch it when they want to watch it, not when it's necessarily scheduled. So what type of programming do you have on FanTV?
You know, the program that we have, like, music, we have community, we have celebrities, to basically also education and us helping the charity and basically a lot of community stuff and a voice in the face for all the towns that want to be heard.
And, you know, Aretha, I went to the Miss Philippine. Now, Dean, you work with the Miss Philippines, Philippines USA organization, and it's a Fashion for a Cause. Are you partnered in with them? Because I know you cover, you host. And that's amazing organization. They do the, was it Bante? Did I pronounce it right? Bante Bay or Child Watch?
Yeah, exactly. Bante Bata is the Child Watch. So, yeah, for FanTV, we work with everybody from Asian community to Philippine community to Latin and so on, right? So everything, like, sometimes people do contact me to kind of put some stuff together, like a charity event. So we're pretty good at helping charities, and also the good thing about our media is that we put it out there. As soon as we do that event, we're able to kind of put it on our network where everybody in the world can actually watch it and know what the cause is and what we're doing for them.
Well, that's just it. It gets it out there. I mean, you can have an event, and it's a fine event, a great cause, but the importance is getting it out there so the next day and the rest of the year when it's on the Internet, people can see, and it actually builds that organization up a lot more. You've noticed the difference, you know,
yes.
For what you do. Now,
and
do you,
you're also having a celebrity business mixer?
Yes,
right.
I am actually having. I wish I could have you here, but I know you're so far away from L.A., but I would love to have you be here in the Bay Area. I live in the Bay Area in San Francisco.
Oh, okay. So that's where your event's going to be?
Yes. It's Pier 39 on the heart of San Francisco.
Oh,
that's so cool.
So now, what kind of mixers are going to be?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what was that?
What kind of mixers?
Well, you know, we have a business mixer kind of helping out also a charity called West Bay, helping out the kids for education. So this event is just not us just putting it out there for the heck of it. We're actually doing it all to help out the kids for education, also for all the community and all the business owners networking and supporting one another. Because I understand that in business, if we can work with each other and support one another, it's a lot easier versus you're always competing with one another. Because a lot of times businesses, they're all different. They're not really the same. So if we can all work together, you know, that's one way I was able to build the diversity, unity, collaboration concept. Because if we work as one, you know, they say team, right? Team, together, everyone achieves more. Me, myself, and I will never get you nowhere in life. It's going to be harder.
Yeah, that's smart.
So who's going to be there?
Well, I have Mr. World, Jimmy Badra. We have Jimmy Badra, Mr. World. We have one of the dancers that's one of the biggest in the community, Alan Ramos. We have the upcoming singer, Maddie B. She's phenomenal. She's been singing on the pro football games, basketball games, and so on, and parades. And also, you know, I was introduced by Eric Zuli, one of his good friends, Jennifer Irene. I guess she's been in 24 covers of magazines. So Eric Zuli actually introduced me to Jennifer. So she's coming down to kind of, you know, just show her support for Fan TV.
Oh, cool. That's cool. Yeah.
Sounds like
you've
a great
Eric
event.
For a while.
Yes,
no,
you know, and I have some pageant leader. I have some pageant queens. They're coming from Miss Philippines to the Miss Asian Global to Miss Asian America that are supporting our event. So we have a great support of our community here in the Bay Area.
And when's that event going to be?
That's going down next week on August the 27th.
27th, yeah. Well, it'd be cool
so
if we get
So if somebody wants tickets, they can go to fantv.tv and get tickets?
Absolutely.
Fantv.tv, right.
Thank you guys, really, to be honest with you. You guys are doing a great job educating us. And you know, the baby boomers, everything about what you guys are doing, we want to know about that. We want to know what's going on and keep us posted because at the end of the day, you know, the world's kind of changed and we need great role models like you guys. And people are forgetting, you know, the values of life and how it is. And it's not that easy anymore in life where you can just do whatever you want because if you do whatever you want, you have to lead by example. So by listening to your show, it's one of the best shows that I've ever heard. It's actually you guys are a great model kind of really pointing us out in how life used to be and where it was. And that's we should go back to that. And that's the thing, people are forgetting the ways of how life should be.
Well, yeah, we're all happy with the years we grew up. We thought they were cool. But a lot of our show, Dean, is the mistakes we made. And, you know, the benefits for you guys is seeing those mistakes so you have a better retirement and so on and so forth. You know, because a lot of us have, you know, when you listen to our shows, you hear the scenarios of retirement, the goods and the bads. And you could say, hey, I don't want to go there, so I'm going to do this. That's one of the advantages, and that's what we try to point out to you younger people.
Yeah, you know what? It is a great message that you guys are putting out there. Again, you know, we all need to hear that because everything is a learning experience, and, you know, I truly appreciate that.
And one thing I really appreciate about the Filipino community is you respect your elders. Our American culture has kind of gotten away from that.
Now, Dean, you've been working with Manny Pacquiao, right?
Yeah, I know Manny. So, you know, I've been a big supporter for Manny Pacquiao. He's one of our heroes. And, you know, anything he does, we're all about supporting him and letting everybody know that, you know, we are proud of him. And we're honored to have him on our network anytime.
Oh, cool. You've had him on your network? Probably some interesting interviews, huh?
Yes, some interesting interviews.
Now, does he allow you to get in the ring and spar with him?
Very humble guy. He's always willing to help everybody. And a lot of times when he wins, like his fights, he'll donate it through charity to help out all the kids in the Philippines, believe it or not.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
He's based down in L.A., isn't he? Doesn't he train down there?
He does train in L.A. Sometimes, but then he has a camp in the Philippines. His trainer is Freddie Roach. Freddie Roach. Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Is he still running for office?
I think he is. So right now, I think he has, I'm not sure how many more fights he has, maybe two, three more fights. But after that, I think he is running for something in the Philippines.
What is he, about 32 years old? How old is he?
I think he's like 35, 36 years old, still young.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah, it's interesting, and a lot of the people you work with and yourself, I give you credit because you always make sure that you're attaching your charity, and, that's what it's all about. It's a great, your numbers are amazing. Just real quick, what of all the areas, and I know you have education in that, what was the thing that shot you into the media business real quick?
That shot me to the media?
Well, what gave you that interest to go that route,
Well, if I have a couple minutes, I could kind of tell you what my background was. I actually worked for a corporate world for 20 years of my life, managed for Bank of America, City Financial, and Wells Fargo, but I was stuck in a box where I felt like, I'm always reaching all these awards and getting up there, but I wanted to do something for myself, and when there was an opportunity to have my own channel on the air, I took it, and I wanted to kind of see. I'm Filipino, but I'm here in America, right? So I'm Filipino American. So the way I saw the Filipino Americans is that we're like a melting pot. We're mixed with black, white, Chinese, Latin, so on, right? So going back by building diversity, unity, collaboration, I was able to give a voice and face for everybody that felt like, who am I? Where do I fit in? So the good thing about the amazing thing that happened was it grew. From not just being Filipino, we have black, white, Chinese, Latin, Indians on my network that supported me because of who I was and what I believed in. So that's what the number one thing in life was, really people believing in me and supporting me, because I've done so much for the community and I was given a voice in the face for everyone, not just one race. It was for all races.
All races, right, yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. And on your page, your slogan is bringing a positive change to the world, which is just great. So we want to tell our listeners to be sure to check out fantv.tv. And, Dean, thank you for being on the show. And best wishes and best of luck to you in all of your ventures. And that event sounds wonderful. So those of you up in the Bay Area, make sure you go to fantv.tv and check out that event on the Celebrity Business Mixer on August 27th. And again, thank you, Dean, for being on the show.
Thank you, Dean.
So much. God bless you guys. You guys are doing an amazing job. I'm very honored to be in your show. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Maybe we'll try to get down to your event or up to your event.
Thank you. Take care, guys.
And that brings us to our commercial.
Oh, hey, Dean.
Yes, sir.
Are you still? You're also handling the real quick the fundraising for the Stop Tour.
Yeah, actually, I am. I have a professional. I have a professional auctioneer guy that works for me. He's one of my hosts, but he's been doing this for 20 years, so he's dealt with a lot of, multimillionaires that he does fundraisers for. And this is what he does every week. He works 5 days a week doing charities for all these big company.
That's so cool. The Stop Tour is regaining a lot of momentum.
yeah, definitely. I mean, I think based on what we're doing, from trying to get people to donate some of their stuff for charity, one of the biggest thing is also funding needs. Funding needs usually makes more money than the charity we make that we auction. But he does it live, but he kind of stresses the needs of what the cause is, and when you show the cause and people feel it, they will give in to helping out, supporting a good cause.
Well, thank you, Dean, for all your efforts. Because you need multiple deans. You need to get the
I talk to what do you call those? Man, Eric's like my brother. He's my best friend. So anything I could help him with, I'm all for it.
So cool. Well, thank you again, Dean. Maybe we'll see you up there.
Okay, awesome. Take care. Have a good one, right?
Okay,
right.
Bye-bye.
God bless you.
Easy Way Broadcasting presents The Stop Tour, being held on September 27th at Busby's East Los Angeles, California. This event is supported by celebrities such as Ashley Aragota, Megan Henry, Shane Sparks, Matthew Jacob Lane, Zach Callison, Karina Rico, Jackie Christie, Adrian Paul, Vincent M. Ward, Risa Gray, Ernie Singleton, Lacey Kay, the Hollywood hit guy Eric Zulli, and many more. This event is in support of thepeacefund.org. Performances by Deirdre Barnes, Justin Bieber's dancer, Angelique Bates from All That, Breaking Tempo, The Easy Way Angels, and many more. This event is sponsored by WTV Network, Fan TV, Music That Pays, Actors Reporter, AANM Promotions, Magic Image Hollywood Magazine, Teens on Air, Faithy J Entertainment, and slots are still open. For more information, visit www.easywaybroadcasting.com or go to our group by searching Stop Tour. Tickets are going fast, so visit the website now. And if you'd like to perform, cover, or sponsor the event, email us at booking@easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. This event promises to have amazing substance on Google and tremendous interaction on social media. The Stop Tour by Easy Way Broadcasting. Visit our group and post what you'd like to see stopped. And don't forget to hashtag Easy Way and hashtag Stop Tour.
The Stop Tour. I'm really excited about the Stop Tour. That's going to be on September 27th at Busby's East. That's real close to my house. I'm always happy to go to events that are near my house.
Yeah, you don't have to park.
I can't walk. I wish I could, but no, it's not that close. But I don't have to drive over to the valley, and those of you that live in the L.A. area know what it is to drive on that 405 over to the valley. So it's in the Los Angeles area on Wilshire Boulevard, September 27th. Make sure you get your tickets early because it's a nice size venue, but it's not a stadium. So you want to make sure that you do get your tickets early. And I'm really looking forward to it. It should be really exciting.
It's going to be
lots
exciting.
Lots of talent are going to be performing.
A lot of momentum there. The Stop Tour is really gaining momentum, and it's exciting, you know.
It's timely because there's a lot of stuff that needs to be stopped. I woke up this morning on the news, and they were talking about the 110 freeway was shut down because there was some more police activities and shooting people. It all needs to just stop.
You know, Reith, I was watching a news channel, and they had one of their gentleman is on a lot on the show, and he's one of the people that gets out there. He's been doing it about 15 years, and they said, geez, you really seem down. And he's going to be doing his report. He says, you know what? And this is aside from his report. He says, I am. I'm just really getting wore out doing these reports. It's just, you know, what is all the stuff that's going on, you know? Just a lot of heavy duty. Well, you know, we've seen that. When you look around with all the news that's going on and everything, it's like, come on, guys, let's take a break here. You know.
It really is. I have a cousin that lives in Wyoming, and he doesn't believe all that. Matter of fact, he listens to the national news, and he says, none of this goes on in Wyoming. You know, he's in a little town called Casper, and, you know, they aren't shooting police. Police aren't shooting people. It's, you know, makes you want to move out of the city, out of the urban area, and move into, you know, some small town where it is quiet and peaceful and, you know,
say? Then there's the turnaround because the people live in the little towns, and after a while, they, you know, as time goes on, they think, you know, I got to get to where there's more people. I got to get to a bigger city. I need more action. And maybe over the years, it's a circle. You know, people move down to California or move to a big city, Chicago, whatever. And then they see the crowd. They see what's going on over the years. But, it's the yin and the yang, you know. Anyway, let's see. Do we have a caller?
Yes.
Do we have another very special guest? Who do we got on?
This is E.J. Jackson.
Oh, okay. This is the guy we're waiting for, E.J. E.J. Jackson. Well, E.J., thanks for coming on the show because we know you're a busy guy.
Thanks for having me. It's an honor.
Aretha,
for those of you
who
don't know, E.J. Jackson is the owner of Jackson Limousine Service here in Los Angeles. Very successful businessman and very wonderful humanitarian.
Humanitarian to the 10th degree. I've met E.J., and he's talking about a big heart. E.J., I know you, I had a chance to run into you down at the show. Thanks for coming on Eric's show, the Easy Show. And did you have a good time down there?
It was incredible, incredible. The host, Easy, is a great young man, and his the lovely ladies, the Angels, are outstanding. And I really, really just want to just thank the producers and everybody for allowing me to come down there and speak and let them know what we're trying to do.
Pepper, you got to meet Pepper?
Pepper, very lovely lady, very very attractive lady too, very nice. God bless Pepper.
Oh yeah, it's amazing little format that you have down there, and then the little afterwards, you know, you gave us a little time to talk with you, and you got to talk with the Angels and do your little interview, but yeah, we appreciate that because your schedule, I mean, the turkey giveaway. Tell us the date that you do that.
Yeah, it's the turkey thing is incredible. We started off in the community just taking care of like the grandparents and you know the people that was the storm blowers or the people that lit the way for us, you know, the baby boomers up. And so I was doing that and it got the feeling was so outstanding and so gratifying. We just had to keep it going and it really fits into what we're doing right now.
It grows, and it sure does grow from the lines.
Now, I've been
a
part of the turkey giveaway for the last 2 years, but I've seen it for as long as I can remember on television because, again, I do live in that neighborhood, and, you know, there are lines of people. I know people are saying, why are you talking about turkey giveaway? It's August. But there are lines of people, so I'm sure you're already preparing for this year's giveaway.
Yeah, you know, and thank you. Yeah, because before I never started. I mean, we always try to start the day after we give our last turkey out, you know. But the thing about it, you know, the need has been greater far as the financing, and we did it out of our pockets. It's thousands and thousands of dollars. And I've just let spiritually just bring it out and ask people, to, you know, for helping, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone
basically
was interested in participating by donating, how would they get in contact with you?
Well, they can go to the E.J. Jackson Foundation.com, and then they can hit on PayPal and send donations. And everything 100% goes to the people. I mean, anytime that you have people, and young lady, and you said that you live in the community, and plus the young man, his son was out there hosted last year, and he saw the thousands and thousands of people in line that we really needed support. And you know, they stay in line for 3 days and they start lining up because they get groceries, not just a turkey. They get groceries for a family of eight or more. And then sometimes if they say that they have a larger family, then we may give them another turkey and some more groceries because we want everyone to have a feeling of being loved at the holiday season. At least I loved it when I was coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. So now you give out, I was there, so I know you give out actual boxes of food. Like you said, it's not just a turkey, it's a full meal. Now, how many families do you think you served last year?
Well, you know, we try to give 10,000 individual boxes away, and we're up there maybe more, whatever. And sometimes we give out money also, you know. But you imagine that times 8 to 10 people. Times that, you know, that is the magnitude of this.
Yeah. Well, when I was down there, I was thinking, okay, look at this line. Both sides of the street down for blocks. And then we went around the corner, and it's not just that street. It was the next street over they were lined up going down. I mean, it's probably one of the, I would say, what do you think, EJ, one of the biggest Thanksgiving giveaways there is.
It's the largest in the country. And then people say I downplay it because, you know, I don't, you know, brag. You know, it's not about bragging. It's about helping people, you know, through the grace of God. You know, I mean, when you want to help people, you help them, you know. And they know 100% of that goes to the people, you know. And they come from all walks of life, you know. And you got to come down and see. We need volunteers to come down also, you know. But also you can come and bring the turkeys yourself. You can come bring money yourself, and you can see where it goes to. You know, it's really, really is outstanding and a gratifying thing to do, you know.
And, you know, I give you credit. You, I mean, this is amazing what you do. And yet you're behind the scenes. You really are not the type of person that wants to get a camera and do all this. And you want to keep it, you know, behind the scenes. That's a real impressive thing that I see, that you're doing all this, and yet it's not about your name or anything. And through this, you probably do meet, like, just when I went over there, I went in your little trailer there, and I met Lou Gossett Jr. in there. I had a nice little interview there. So you probably have a lot of opportunities to meet a lot of, you know, interesting people. I mean, there's so many good people, but as far as the entertainment business, you probably meet a variety of people that want to help, right?
Well, not necessarily. I wish we had more entertainers stepping out, you know, but I'm pretty sure everybody's pulling on them, and, you know, people are asking for things like that, you know, and you know, we just,
you know,
I'm not knocking no one, you know what I'm saying? You know, at first I used to be kind of flabbergasted that people wouldn't help as much, but, you know, there's other organizations, there's other things that they're giving to, you know, too, and I understand it. But, you know, I mean, I am just so happy for the day-to-day people that come out and give things, you know, the person that they, you know, that reach out to help, and there have been many people. I remember, like I told you a story, man, about the young man. His grandmother found out I was having a hard time, and he brought his EBT card, and which anyone don't know that, but, you know, that's like a food stamp card, and brought us some canned goods down there. You know, I didn't want to take them, you know, but you know, you can't stop anybody else from doing their blessings or getting their blessings, and so he did it, and we took it, and it really put the fire back into us to really make things happen. You know, so you gotta. I mean, that's what I like. I just love helping people, us helping us, you know what I'm saying? You know, and if we have more of this, that type of situation, love and giving, and if you don't believe me, check Proverbs. Proverbs was saying that if you refresh others, God will refresh you. And we've been doing this for 37 years, and people say, what? I said, 37 strong years. And, you know, when that recession hit, you know, it hit us too. And then you ask God why, but, hey, you know, rain falls on the just and the unjust. You know what I'm trying to say? So, you know, then when I found that out, then I took it much better. You know, I took the things that we've been going through much better.
Well,
how long have you actually been in the limousine business?
37 years, man. 37 strong years. 37. Well, we did the Grammys. We're the first minority company ever did the Grammys. We did the Grammys. We did the People's Choice Award. We did Kids' Choice. We were the main people started all the shows. We're the ones that started doing it. We were the people, the trailblazers that started all that stuff. You know,
37 years. That's probably a lot of stories in itself.
Oh,
I know.
Let me tell you something. I remember. We remember driving Joe Louis. You know what I'm saying? Joe Louis, driving him, Rosa Parks, you know, Shirley Temple. We drove her, and when she got her Lifetime Achievement Award, we picked up north. We got her picked up in the bus, sweet lady, her and her son. I mean, this is really, really blew me away.
That's historic stuff.
You know, yes, you know, to meet this woman and to meet these people, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it was heartwarming. Now I sit back and say, man, you know, am I that old?
You know, Eric is really behind you, EJ, and, you know, he's interviewed thousands of celebrities, and he really loves what you do and did his little hosting for you last year and anxious to roll with it again this year. So, I mean, there will be more light shine on this, and there should be, I mean, and with what you've gone through, EJ, you've seen the difference over the years with what the Internet brings to it. You know, I mean, you can really get the word out a lot more than it was back in the 60s. You know, you'd call people and film that, but today, I mean, it's amazing with the cell phones and the video, what you could do. So it's going to really, you know, get out there even more. But Yeah, that'll have to be a story. We're going to have you on another time just to go over the limo stories, EJ.
But, you know, let me give you your props. The way you raised your son, you know, I saw it in his eyes. He didn't have to come down and did what he did and bring his friends down there. You know, he came. He was out that night before doing another show, and, you know, he was tired, but he came down there as a trooper and did what he did. And then when I was speaking to you and him about your show, the Baby Boomers, this generation, we were the ones that tried to help one another. You know what I'm saying? The things that we did far is the love that we have for that generation. And we need it now. And I need your help right now. I need, if you can, give us any donation you can, a nickel, dime, a dollar, whatever you can, to help us to get this thing jumping like we should, you know.
Because well,
again, what's that website to give the donations?
It's the EJJacksonFoundation.com. And you can go on PayPal, you know, and hit that. But we need all the help we can, you know, and it goes to a great cause. And if you want to come down and volunteer and help, because, young lady, you saw it. I mean, it's unreal when you know a person is fair when he's standing in line 3 or 4 days, what I said. But when you see him stand in line with walkers, when he's sleeping on the ground with on walkers and have oxygen tanks in their arms and things like that, you know, I mean, it's unreal. But, I mean, how can we not help one another? We got
exactly.
to help one another. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what color, creed you are. If you're God's people, you have God in you, and we got to help one another. And you see the vast people there. They come from San Diego. They come from Long Beach. They come from Orange County.
All over.
You know, oh, man, it's just incredible.
That's amazing. DJ, you were telling me the time these people will arrive early to wait. That's amazing.
Awesome.
I mean, you know.
It's amazing. And plus, and we know ourselves. We know that. And in the holiday season, we do want that feel of family, camaraderie, eating together, you know. I mean, and that's what it's all about, you know.
Oh, definitely.
And I have to say the atmosphere is always calm. And like you said, it's that family feeling. Even though people wait for hours,
yes.
They are calm. It's a peaceful atmosphere. It's a family atmosphere. People talk and just have a good time with one another. And
that's right.
Music playing and people enjoying themselves and happy to be there.
You know, the thing about it, and everyone can think of this, when I was homeless, you know, and I was homeless, and when I saw this, you know, and somebody gave me hope, when you give people hope, man, that's a great thing.
It is. You see it in their eyes, right?
You see it in their eyes. And you was there. You saw it.
I'll tell you.
You interviewed me all day long. We should ask you, what did you see? That's why you
now that's
your son,
that's
you know,
a whole other story.
I mean, these people, you saw them. You saw them out there. You know, and they want to be loved. You see what I'm saying? They give them hope. You say, hey, man. And I tell them, I said, I was homeless, man. I said, if I can do it, you can do it. But you got to have faith. So when you get that hope, that faith come in, then you can roll. You know what I'm saying? Everyone that's listening to this conversation, they know somebody gave them hope. And that's
well, we're
going
to have you back on the show one time just for you to give a testimony. I had no idea that you had been homeless.
Yeah,
that's a whole other story.
Yeah, I was homeless.
Out of time, EJ.
I was homeless, but
I want you to come back and tell that story, though, because want to hear it.
And I want to talk to you later. Yeah, we got to get more. We can't get enough EJ.
Okay, then.
Right,
no
exactly.
problem.
So, between now and Thanksgiving, we'll definitely have you back.
It'd
and thank you so much for coming on the show. And, again, that's EJJacksonFoundation.com to volunteer, to donate, to find out more about the turkey giveaway. And you can just look up Jackson Limousine Service. And if you need a limo, he's got that, too.
He got that, too. But
and, EJ, real quick, it's not just the turkeys you're giving away. You're giving away, like hope to these people. Just by, seeing them there, that's excitement for them, too. You're adding a day that they don't forget, So it's not just meal. You give away so much to these people. You add a lot. But we want to have you on again, and thank you for your time, because I know you're a busy guy. And you're like the Jerry Lewis Marathon. When it's over, you're starting for the next year already. That's a year-long project.
That's right. But look, God bless you. God bless all of you for what you do already. And thank you for even allowing me to get my message out. And I thank your audience. And I just, just praise God for all the things that he's done for you and for me also.
Well, thank you, AJ.
Thank you.
Thank you. God bless.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Well, Jim, we are so out of time. We have gone over it, but it's been a great show. We had two great guests, men who have achieved in business, and they're great humanitarians, too.
It's amazing.
You hear all the bad news, but then you have a show like this, and it's like, wow.
You got people like these, you know, Dean with his show, and it's he's all over, and EJ. Aretha, EJ doesn't stop. He just continues on this, and he just strives for bigger and bigger, more and more people to help. You know, it just, I give him a lot of credit, you know. And he's a behind-the-scenes guy. He doesn't stand out there with fanfare, you know. I'm trying to say, EJ, come on, let's get out in there. I want people to see you. They want to see EJ Jackson out there.
Yeah, but no, he's great. So, Jim, I will see you next Monday morning at 10 a.m. I'll hear you at least next Monday morning at 10 a.m. Hopefully all of our fans will come back next week, too. Have a great week, and we'll see you next week.
All right, Aretha.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday morning. I'm Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and I've teamed up with EZ's dad, Jim Zuli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right, every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So, tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Hello, I'm Ronald Hatcher, Aaron Hatcher's father. Aaron has muscular dystrophy and cerebral palsy.
I'm Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, but unfortunately, he's no longer with us now. Each year, thousands of cases go unreported where children with disabilities and special needs get abused in their schools. Our mission is to protect the child as well as the teachers who educate them. Please, help us in our effort to stop the abuse and promote safety by donating to positive initiatives in care of Aaron Hatcher's They Can't Talk But We Can, Inc. P.O. Box 2392, Roswell, Georgia, 30077. Or visit our website at theycanttalkbutwecaninc.org. Let's not have another loving, innocent child like Aaron die. Remember, they can't talk, but we can.
Call now, 877-566-2451.
Easy Way Broadcasting is your connection for all things entertainment and business. Join Eric Easy Zuli and his celebrity hosts as they talk to the hottest people in the world of entertainment, and they bring you the latest and greatest in the world of business. Eric welcomes his hosts to Blog Talk Radio 7 days a week. You will hear Mo Egger, Shane Sparks, Jackie Doll. Join the 500,000 Twitter followers who have discovered Eric Zuli's newest project, Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTVNetworks.com on Blog Talk Radio. Find the most up-to-date info on his show, Easy Talk, which airs every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, by following his Twitter site at Easy Way Broadcast and at Eric Zuli. EZ connects listeners with their favorite celebrities and Hollywood insiders who are doing it the easy way. And you can, too. Talk to Eric during the show at 914-338-1303.
Easy Way Broadcasting presents The Stop Tour, being held on September 27th at Buzzfeed East, Los Angeles, California. This event is supported by celebrities such as Ashley Aragota, Megan Henry, Shane Sparks, Matthew Jacob Lane, Zach Callison, Karina Rico, Jackie Christie, Adrian Paul, Vincent M. Ward, Risa Gray, Ernie Singleton, Lacey Kay, the Hollywood It Guy Eric Zuli, and many more. This event is in support of thepeacefund.org. Performances by Deirdre Barnes, Justin Bieber's dancer, Angelique Bates from All That, Breaking Tempo, The Easy Way Angels, and many more. This event is sponsored by WTV Network, Fan TV, Music That Pays, Actors Reporter, AANM Promotions, Magic Image Hollywood Magazine, Teens on Air, Faithy J Entertainment, and slots are still open. For more information, visit www.easywaybroadcasting.com or go to our group by searching Stop Tour. Tickets are going fast, so visit the website now. And if you'd like to perform, cover, or sponsor the event, email us at booking@easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. This event promises to have amazing substance on Google and tremendous interaction on social media. The Stop Tour by Easy Way Broadcasting. Visit our group and post what you'd like to see stopped. And don't forget to hashtag Easy Way and hashtag Stop Tour.
Hi, I'm Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers. On television, I play pranks on young people. But the acts of violence committed by young people every day in this country are no joke. Check out On Second Thought, a riveting video based on a true story about three young people, their actions, and what happened on Second Thought. If you're an adult, watch this video with a young person. If you're a young person, share it on social media. Let's help change the culture of violence in our cities. To see On Second Thought, go to www.blackwomenforpositivechange.org. Also support the National Week of Nonviolence, August 16th through 23rd. For more information, go to www.blackwomenforpositivechange.org.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zuli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.